And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I thank you for tuning into our broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 14. Luke 14, verse number 1, and it came to pass, as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him. So they're watching the Lord Jesus. And behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. And so as the Lord Jesus is going there, right there at the place, or even inside the place, there's this man that has the dropsy. He's paralysis. We understand it. Maybe it's in his face, you know, Bell's palsy. We've seen that and heard about that, or maybe some other thing. Maybe the man had suffered a stroke, possibly. We don't know exactly what it is, but we know he's got a paralysis. And Jesus answering spake unto the lawyers, verse 3, and Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And the Lord's just dealt with the woman that had the spirit of infirmity that he healed on the previous Saturday, or maybe even this Saturday, and this Sabbath day. And so he asked those lawyers and those Pharisees, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they would not answer a word. They wouldn't say a word. Because they knew the truth that there was nothing wrong with healing on the Sabbath day, especially the power of God being manifested. And this is the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. God the Son come down in the flesh. And so they didn't say a word, just sat in silence. Silence, because, you know, they knew that it was okay and proper and right for healing to be done, but they would not be found agreeing with the Lord. You know, and this is the spirit again. I mentioned it again, that this is a spirit that's at hand in our country today. Things that are right and righteous, those that are anarchists and insurrectionists and that just want to tear down our country and just make it nothing. They will not speak a voice to those things that are right. It is found in silence or pursuing of wickedness. They held the peace, and he took him and healed him and let him go. So the Lord heals him of his dropsy, and he's perfectly healed. That's the way the Lord does it. And answered them, saying, which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? So now, with the woman in the previous passage, the Lord talked about watering their animals. Well, here he talks about the animal being down in the ditch, gotten off in the ditch, and said, who will not get their animal out of the ditch? All will do so, falling into a pit or a hole or a ditch or whatever, and you won't pull him out on the Sabbath day? Of course you will. And they could not answer him again to these things. And so they're condemned by their own action. They'll pull their animal out and know that that's justified before God. God knows that the animal needs pulled out of the pit, out of the ditch. But they are so against the Lord that they druther this man not be healed and them not be any party to it than the Lord healing him. Verse 7, and he put forth a parable to those which were bidden to this meal at the Pharisee's house, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them. And so the Lord Jesus was also watching them. And as they came in, they were jockeying for the best seat and the best room, the people that they wanted to be close to and hobnob with and all that. Maybe the governor, the man that had invited everybody, you know, they want to sit close to him, or people that had come that were affluent, they thought, and so they wanted to sit by them. So Jesus is watching all this, and he says unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, or the most honorable or noticeable place, or the place up front, okay? lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him, and he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, give this man place, and thou begin to, with shame, to take the lowest room. And so imagine this, I've gone in and moved right up there to the front, and then somebody of greater notoriety than me has been invited, and he's kind of looking around for his place to sit. And the fella that who's invited you and this more honorable man in the estimation and in eyes of men, he comes to you and says, you can't sit here, Jim. You need to move to the back. And now the place is all filled up, and you're in this seat, and the honorable, more honorable man comes, and now I've got to get up in front of everybody and walk all the way back to the room. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. When it's all filled up, you got to take whatever's left. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. So the Lord Jesus says, just go to the low room. And when the one that has invited everybody, if he wants you higher, he'll come and get you, and he'll tell you so, and he'll have you move up to whatever it is that he wants. Because see, it's the guest that needs to follow the leadership of the governor, or the one that has done the inviting. For whosoever, verse number 11, exalteth himself shall be abased. Like the man that he mentioned earlier that went up high, but just didn't think about this other fellow perceived better than him, that by the one that's holding the wedding and doing the inviting wants him up closer. And then he's got to go all the way to the back seat. He said, for whomsoever shall be him, exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And that's the way it is with the Lord. We need to humble ourselves. We need to submit to our Lord, knowing that he's in control. He knows what's best. He knows the honor that he has in store for us, whatever that is. That's up to him. And we need to not think higher of ourselves than we are. And so he says, just go to the lowest place. So can you imagine the Lord Jesus, a man from Galilee, Nazareth of Galilee, telling all these highfalutin Pharisees about this error and this thinking, this way that they pursue? And he said, it says in verse 12, then said he also to him that bade him. So now he's talking to the Pharisee that said, come to my place and eat supper today. When thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again and recompense be made thee. And so he tells all these guys about the way that they position themselves in the meal and the place there and the rooms there and in the fella's house. But then the fella that has put on the dinner or the supper, he says, don't invite your friends and your neighbors, your brethren. Don't invite those that can repay you. But when thou makest a feast, verse 13, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. So the Lord Jesus says, with your wealth, be kind and compassionate, and be of a mind to not only invite your friends, but invite those also, or invite those only, that cannot recompense you, that cannot pay you back, that cannot do as well for you as you do and can do for them. He said, your reward then will be with the Lord. You'll be recompensed at the resurrection of the dead. And when one of them, verse 15, that sat at meat with him, heard those things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. And so the man chimes up and he wants to stand out, or he wants to challenge the Lord, however it is. And he says, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. They're having a meal. They've been bid by this Pharisee to this supper or dinner. And Jesus has rebuked all those that come, and he's given guidance unto the man that is put on the feed. And so this man, kind of wanting to break the silence, maybe he says, blessed is he that'll eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, verse number 16, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. Another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, verse 20, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his Lord all these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said unto his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. So he's given this parable about this man that put on a great supper, and he had many. He invited many, many people to come. But it was already... all those that he had invited, they begin to make excuse. And the thing is, the excuses really are lame. They really are lame. The first man says, I bought a piece of ground and I must go see it. I pray thee have me excused. And you know, it's true. And one manner of thinking is, who would buy ground without looking at it in the first place? You've seen it and looked at it before you bought it, haven't you? I mean, that's would be pretty typical. This man says he's bought it. Now he's got to go see it. Another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. Verse 19. This man's bought these oxen, and he doesn't know what they can do. He's got to go prove them. He's got to go try them out. I mean, it seems like you try them out and you see them before you buy them. Pretty lame excuses. The other man says, I've married a wife and I cannot come. I don't know all about that excuse, but he says, I just got married and I can't come. And so the thing is load up and go to dinner, you and your wife both. You know, why? It seems like a real struggle. And here's a grown man laying it off on his wife, huh? So that servant came, verse 21, and showed his Lord these things. And the master of the house, being angry, sent his servant and said, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes, the alleys of the city, and you go call and bring forth the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there's room. So we haven't filled it up, Lord. We did what you said. And we've called the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind, and there's still room. And the Lord said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, said, go out further and invite and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. So he says, go out farther, go out from the city and go out in the regions beyond and call them to my house that it may be filled. For I say unto you that none of thee of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. So we see the master of the house here is indeed angry. And the thing is he's invited those others and they've refused. This man has asked made this statement, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. I think the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, understand this, fellow. You're going to be surprised who's going to be eating bread in the kingdom of God. Indeed, they are blessed, but you're going to be surprised who it's going to be. I see that a time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.